Welcome to another episode of Why Not You with your host, Derek Wells, as he talks with leaders and entrepreneurs who are operating within their gifts and purpose, doing what they love to do. They'll share insights into their mindset to overcome adversity, the systems they've implemented, and the power of personal growth, faith, and more. You'll feel empowered to develop and implement a plan for your success so you too can live a life with purpose. Now, here's Derek with another life-changing story.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Why Not You. This is your host, D. Wells, and I'm excited for this second part of the conversation with Deb Holt. In this episode, she's going to be sharing her daily routine for cultivating positivity and protecting her mindset while emphasizing the importance of surrounding herself with the right circle of friends and how it directly impacts personal growth and success. And of course, we're going to explore her passions for empowering youth and her vision for the future of core trainings. So get ready to be inspired by Deb Holt while she takes us on this journey of transformation and empowerment. Hope y'all are ready. This is Why Not You, part two with Deb Holt.
And it's very rare that I don't have some music going. So definitely that is a foundation of, and that's also, I pride myself in listening to positive music. I'm very careful of who I follow. I'm very careful of what I program. So I'd say that's also a daily routine of the things that I'm listening to. It's going to be positive. The things that I read, it's not going to have foul language in it. So I protect my mind. And those are daily things that I work really hard on, which supports that person of being a positive person.
I know that you spoke on, and this kind of segues into what you were just talking about as far as positivity and the things that you're actually listening to. How big or important is just having the right circle of friends and the environment that you actually operate in to thrive?
Well, like they say, you become the five people you hang around with the most, right? Yeah. so there's truth to that. Yeah. And so I'm very aware of, what's really cool with, because of the gift of our business, I have a lot of unbelievable people in my life that from so many different genres of coming and across the country and in internationally. I do some stuff internationally as well. And so it's like anything, when you are one that is personal growth, right? We're all part of the Maxwell. And so we pride ourselves in personal growth. So when you pride yourself in personal growth, and then you're going to start you're going to attract what you put out there. And so for me, I've been so blessed with, I have a ton of acquaintances, but my really go to circle, small circle of where I really let my guard down, if you will, or whatnot. I think we all have some type of a protection. That probably sounded a little negative. I didn't mean it to be that way, but I think that for me, I'm so blessed with, because I'm out there building a business, I'm with a lot of like-minded people. And so I will always ask questions, and I will always like, okay, how do I get, I want to be better like you. And it might be an athletic director. It might be a teacher. It might be a superintendent. It might be my neighbor who's a business owner. And so I'm always curious. And so I do think it's important because let's just be organically awesome here. authentic. I have a flag when one is super needy, and my husband will give me a hard time sometimes about that. It's like, I don't do needy well, and I need to work on that. So here I am being authentic. And I guess even in my parenting, I'd be like, you're fine. Get up. There's no blood. You're good. Let's go. So I don't know, maybe I'm a fan of tough love because I had it and it worked. So I don't really know if I'm putting closure on any of that. But I think, yes, as far as your sphere of influence, you need to protect that in order to be mindful of being a productive human, right? And So I think that you have to be mindful of that. That doesn't mean be mean to other people that are not like-minded, right? That means be an example to them, and you can still love them from a distance, and then still spend time, but be mindful long-term as to where you're spending most of your time in reference to your own personal growth.
So when you were...
Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it does. But you know, it's funny, it's like when you were talking and you mentioned, you know, just the tough love part and people who are neat. I was thinking, one of the first things that came to my mind was like the DISC assessment. I was like, I wonder if Dev is a high D
hey,
or high I or if she's like D I.
So here's the thing. I'm all of them.
Are you really?
Well, because you don't test zero in any of it.
Right.
So yes, somehow I can never escape the D part, but yeah. I like to think that I'm the nice one. Yeah. I'm not the dominant, controlling person. I know where I want to go and who right. I want to do that with. So I've learned, and again, it's learned behavior, right? So, right. But surprisingly, my I and my C are neck and neck.
Are they really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And again, it's environmentally based, right? So it's wherever you're at. So I have to, running like yourself, running a business, you've got to step up that C a little bit. So I do like to, you know, I could show you that I do like to make lists that have circles so I can check them off. And but I enjoy people as well. So
that's great. That is funny.
Yep.
That is so funny how I just picked up on it. I was like, even though you're talking, I was like, well, my mind went way over here.
You know, okay. That's okay.
So with core training in, I mean, where do you see it like in the future? I mean, what is like one of your main goals? I mean, is it just to transform some of these youth or just to inspire millions of people?
D, all the above.
Yeah.
I love to empower youth. I just, we had a training this morning and we had about 82 kids for a student mentoring program. And when they know that you care, they can't wait for you to show up. Well, that's a good day. A good day that, you know, like, Deb. And that might, you know, that might sound selfish a little bit, but you know that you're empowering them. And to me, again, because of my story, because of my past, you're giving them a little bit of light. You're giving them hope to connect with other people, because that's what, you know, the reality is that students, yes, they're supposed to go to school to get an education. That's what we as parents, we want that. I'm a mom. I know, I get that. But their number one reason why they go to school is a little different than what we want it to be. And their number one reason to go to school is to see their friends. Oh yeah. And then get an education too. So when you put them in a situation that they can still be learning because of the hands-on training, they are building those intentional connections. They're learning leadership skills. They're learning how to, run small groups of how we do that. So to empower them to me, as I say, if I'm in an audience and I'm speaking and there's 1500 people, to me, if one person in that audience changes, they're thinking a little bit, starts to process a little differently about the impact that they have, but also to own their worth. Like, I am worthy. I am enough. And when they start to own that, if one person is impacted to move on to me, that's a great day, because I look at what I get to do now because I have been impacted. I'm that one, right? But I also know that there's more to it. Obviously, selfishly, I want every single person in there to go, yes, I got this. And so long-term, to answer your question, so yes, to empower, to go in, I love student mentoring programs. I love to work with student athletes. I love to work with young women. I think it's a gift that I have to be able to relate to them and push buttons all at the same time and being authentic. But long-term, there's a lot of schools out there. And this is where not being from a scarcity mindset is to share my stuff. So right now we're actually, Trevor and I are talking about we have systems and they're working. They've been working. And so is to create a training company so that we can equip other people with our systems to go into their communities, to go into building a business that is a, you know, yes, we're for profit, but to build a business that you're empowering youth, because our youth need to be empowered. They need leadership development. They need to know how to build meaningful and intentional connections. And so that's what we're working on right now, is to create a business that it's a train the trainer model, so that we can support them and do all of that for them because it works. So that's where we are right now.
As you're talking, I was like, wow, how crazy would it be for you guys just to have some kind of like online type of module training also that people can actually just tap into? And that way you guys already done the work. You guys already done the work. Now it's just
exactly
here. Now you have this video to actually kind of walk you through the steps to actually mm-hmm. get you where you need to be.
Yep. And also to do hands-on training for them as well, right? Because we learn by immersion, right? That's why we do interactive. So we want to model that, so that when you experience that, it is different. Yes, we, you know, online is great, but also to be set, put in a situation that we do, whether it's quarterly, we're figuring all that out, but to do the training for them so that they don't even have to think about the training, because we've got these systems. It's that just, if you do this, it's going to work. But it has to also be the right person, because, you know, a lot of people like, well, everybody wants to work with youth. It doesn't mean that everybody should.
Right.
So, you have to have the relatability. You have to have a reason why in the first place. Right. So, but that's the goal, is to, and we've had people asking us about it. So something we've always thought of, and we're like, okay, yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. So we'll figure it out. We're going to figure it out.
That's right. And that, you know, you said something key too, is like, it almost makes you think about like, everybody could want to do something, but are you gifted, or do you have the right personality or mindset to actually do it or accomplish it?
And that's where your business would come into play. That's where your online course about finding your gifts and
right.
what it is. And then people can figure that out.
Absolutely.
Because you do have to have tenacity. Right. And, mm-hmm. and again, we go back to what we said earlier, you can't kid a kid. So they need to know. And at the same time, you also need to be relatable and professional enough to, first of all, believe that it works.
Right.
And then you're also like, I am not in one school where I do not know that principal, or that we have not sat down and made sure that this, we got buy-in from the top, because they're the ones who are going to support it, because it's school culture. You're going in during the school day.
And we learn so much stuff just through reading John's books or just attending these live conferences. But I can't remember if it was something that I actually read of his or that he actually said live. But he talked about impression over impact, or impression and impact, and how you can make an impression on anybody. But to make an impact on them, it's more...
Yeah.
Like hands-on and making that mm-hmm. connection with them.
Mm-hmm. And that's what's cool. Like with our mentoring program, you know, we have some schools where we work with the middle school and the high school. And so you think about this, impression and then impact. So middle school, 6 through 8. So you have a sixth grader that is being mentored. The entire sixth grade class is being mentored by some eighth graders. Okay. Now that sixth grader becomes the eighth grader. That eighth grader gets to mentor the sixth graders that are coming in that year. So this is 2 years later, right? So they received, and then they have the opportunity to give and to be put in a leadership position to do so. Well, then that eighth grader graduates from middle school, goes into the feeder school of the freshman class. So now they're a freshman again. Now they're getting a mentor from a junior or senior, intentionally connecting again. 2 years later, they have the opportunity to become a mentor. And so you've got that cycle talk about changing school culture. And that's what we're starting to see. And, you know, it's just, you just got to, you know, sticking with it. But that's what we've seen. And that's what gives us the belief of creating an opportunity for other people to tap into, because our youth are worth it and they need leadership. But more importantly, they need to be connected.
They are so much further ahead than those people who don't. Oh my God, I'm just thinking about the long term.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They actually in their decision making.
Exactly. And you know, when we are put ourselves in a position to actually teach it, we even get better at it, right? Yeah. And then you sit up a little taller. And these are life skills. So you're constantly, it's all communication, right? What is John's latest book? Communication. Yeah. And it's the number one skill set. But because of the screens and all of that, we've lost the authenticity of what a relationship really is. And this is, all phones are put away. We sit down in small groups having conversations, and it's all on leadership principles. It's all on the social and emotional aspect of things. And then the academics, it evolves because, oh, you need help in math? I can help you in math. I can't help you in math. I'm a really good accountant, but you know, so it evolves beautifully. And then, yeah, it goes out to getting them involved in something, because as we know, we're more likely to succeed if we're involved in something. It might not be athletics. Maybe it's, you know, going and starting to play an instrument, or it could be any other extracurricular activity. The idea is that, again, more intentional connections. And then when you're walking down the hallway, you're seen, where so many kids feel like they're a ghost. This gives them the opportunity to be seen.
So out of everything that you've done, and as far as like just kind of leadership and personal growth, because I know that's one of the things John talks about, as far as you can't grow yourself unless you, mm-hmm. no, you can't grow others unless you grow yourself. Right.
Yeah.
And so what are some of the, I guess, two to three books that you read in the past or currently reading that's actually kind of helped shape your life?
Yeah, it's a great question. So right now, I'm actually one of the ones that I'm reading every day right now. It's actually about 10 women in the Bible. Uh-huh. And so that's one that I'm intentionally reading right now. And then I've just picked up the one that we just got. Where'd it go? The one that John just gave us. Where did it go? It's upstairs by my nightstand. What is the one that John just gave us at IMC?
Is that the communication?
Leader's thing? Greatest Return.
Oh, okay.
Is that the one he just gave us?
I believe so. There were so many.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. Yeah, edit that part out. Yeah. But I actually was like, oh my gosh, I need to start reading this book. So I have that. And then Valerie Burton's Let Go of the Guilt.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Let Go of the Guilt, because she also spoke about that at the last IMC. And I was like, oh yeah, I really need to. And I listened to her podcast too, Women, Successful Women Think Differently. So her book, Let Go of the Guilt as well. So yeah, good stuff. And I just finished Ryan Leake's book, Because of Live to Lead. So,
that dude is hilarious.
Leveling Up, which I bought for my kids too. But that book, Level Up, is real. Leveling Up is a good book. And I just finished that one too.
But I'm going to promote that one. But also, you know, what was it? Letting Go of the Guilt?
Yes.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yes.
That causes some people to actually go into that place they might not want to go to.
So. Yeah. And also, and it's, you know, letting go of the guilt, because we all, especially as women, you know, it's like, you know, if you're building a business and then, you know, being a mom, being a wife, all those kinds of things. And then of course the guilt of just your past, you know, am I worth it? Am I worthy? Though all those let go. Yes, you are. Let go of that. Stop talking to yourself. So, yeah. So she's pretty powerful, pretty powerful. Good book.
So at this phase in your life, and you know what you're currently doing, how would you define success?
Always a tough question to answer, right? How do you define success? Because success could just be in one moment, right? So I don't think I define it as one big, huge source. I think I define it in moments of how well did this go in this moment? And so I define it probably more in increments than I do in one big. If I were to define one big, it would be millions of youth being empowered. That's when I know, like, I've got hundreds of thousands, but when I'm in the millions, I'm thinking that those are going to be some good days. Right. So, you know, so for me, it would be in this moment, let's define success. Will people get something out of this podcast today that would change their trajectory of how they think about themselves or empower them to go after one of, find out their gifts? Or so to me, that's success today. If one person gets something out of the investment of time, the next training that I go into, connecting, making sure that people feel like they're equipped to train the trainer, to me, that is success in that moment. So I think I define success daily. But the big one, if I were to answer you, I would say millions of students owning their worth, not thousands, millions.
Billions. I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
I never forget.
And that. Adults. Youth is our focus, but adults.
Yeah. And I never forget listening to Earl Nightingale, one of his old, and it was an old video or audio that he had, and it's on YouTube, and it was titled Paying the Price. And it's only like 20 to 30 minutes, maybe, but in it, he wants you, you know, one of the task for you to do is to write your definiteness purpose. Mm-hmm. And then on the other side of it, write that passage from Matthew 7, ask, seek, and knock, and read that daily with your definiteness of purpose. And boy, things just start to happen, right? It's part of that, those affirmations. Yeah.
It reminds me here, my laminated card. And that's, you read it every day, right? And that's, this is from, and I think people have different opinions on the book, Think and Grow Rich, right? By Napoleon Hill. But it's the principles that he teaches is what started me doing this a couple of years ago. And that's, I have my laminated card and on it, it says my purpose. I have my purpose written right out. I can read it to you. You want me to read it to you?
Yep.
Okay. I will. I'm going to get my glasses on for that. So my purpose, to empower people, to motivate them and to add value to them, to guide them to be kind, tap into their moral compass and teach values and to value others, to build their self-worth. So we have a debt because we have a deficit in build their self-worth. So we have a deficit in selfishness and blame, to instill discipline, to work hard, to build others up and increase one's own self-worth, to battle for positive morals and build identities of compassion, truth, integrity, accountability. Why? God has called me to build a tribe in his light and to be the light for others to see and believe.
There it is.
The daily read. That's the other daily read, by the way.
Right. That is right.
Mm-hmm.
And so how many people would they need to incorporate something like that as far as their daily routine?
And it doesn't have to be that lengthy, right? Yeah. If you're just getting started, it's just, what is that one thing? I'm amazingly blessed and favored.
That's it.
Mic drop.
And believe it.
and eventually you will if you keep reading it, right? Yeah. That's the discipline. The discipline is, you know, and that's again, you know, when you're talking about building self-worth, right? It's the discipline you have to yourself. And so it starts with the little things like, you know, being a person of your word. So the worthiness comes from you being a person of your word. And so often we don't think about how simple, we complicate it. But, Milette talks about this also, is that it could be, if you're going to say you get up at 7, then you get up at 7. Don't just keep hitting the snooze because now you're not a person of your word. So if it doesn't mean 7, maybe it's 7:30. But as soon as you start it, then I'm going to get up at 7 every day. So you get up at 7. The next day, you get up at 7. Now you have 2 days of evidence that you're a person of your word. And so your mind, again, the power of that mind is that once you start accumulating evidence, your self-worth starts increasing because you have evidence that you're a person of your word.
Hold yourself accountable, people.
Just do what you say you're going to do.
Yeah.
Do what you, or don't say it. And if you can't do it, own it and fix it, because then you're also being a person of your word because you identified the fact that I'm my bad. I'm going to fix it. So now you're being accountable. And then you get to the bigger things. Make your bed. Make your bed.
You know, there's a lot of unmade beds going on right now.
Every day. So the cover's over. Not that bad.
So simple.
Mm-hmm.
So before we wrap up, is there anything that you could just share with the listeners just regarding growth and taking action and just believing in yourself and not getting stuck in that mindset where you allow others to dictate who you are and what you're capable of doing?
Yeah. Write it down. Mm. What's right with you? Write it down. And most people can't do that. So just take 5 minutes. Don't overthink it. Write down what's right with you. It could be like, it could be physical. Like, hey, I got nice hair. I got awesome eyes. They can't see, but, and so, you know, so it could be physical, but it also could be, you know what, I'm positive. I am a positive person. So those I am statements are crucial for you to own you, who the best, you know, to become the next best version of yourself. You got to get to know yourself, right? So what is it that's right with you? Not what's wrong with you. I don't want that list. And so I would say, write down 5 things. And if you can do 10, do it. But then, like anything, keep reading it of what's right with you, because your subconscious knows and believes what you tell it. And so if you're telling it these things, at first you might be like, I kind of am positive. No, I am. I am. Those I am statements is what I would say to do, to invest in yourself. And that will help you start tapping into believing in yourself. And that would be a simple task that I would say, because at the end of the day, you're not alone in that. Every person, like we said it earlier, every person's facing a battle we know nothing about. Some are financial, some are marriage, some are just their worthiness. Some, it could be health, but we're not going to expose all of those things. And so we're not alone in having challenges, because here's the thing, not trying to be Debbie Downer, but you're not going to be exempt from challenges and situations. But again, if we can get our mind right and get the thinking as to what I am, what I do have, what I can do, what I'm good at, then we can start going down that lane and buying into that, having it work for you. And then you'll start the ripple effect, I believe.
Yeah.
What's right with you?
Ooh,
simple, but not easy, because it takes discipline to sit down and write it.
Right.
I'm busy. I know. Me too.
Eliminate the excuses, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Only because, listen, you're worth it. Our world needs you to be the best version of yourself, not somebody else, because we're comparing about what they're on social media, but the next best version of you. But that takes intentionality.
Ladies and gentlemen, y'all heard it first from Miss Def. Oh.
You're awesome.
Oh, I appreciate you coming on. Oh my gosh.
No, thank you for having me. Are you kidding? Again, surrounding yourself with like-minded people, right?
Yeah, so right.
It's an honor and a privilege to be in your sphere of influence, my friend.
Thank you.
No jokes.
Yours too.
Yeah, no jokes. Why not you?
Why not you, right?
Right? Why not you? So if you write down those things, why not you? And why not now?
Now is the time. Now is the time, people.
Mm-hmm. Why? That's when I speak. That's my my logo. My thing is why I can. So why not you?
I want to thank Deb Holt for this opportunity just to come on Why Not You. I appreciate her time, her energy, and her passion, and her transparency, just being real and authentic. And one of the things that she did was she dived deep into just the power of positivity and surrounding yourself with the right circle of friends and the future goals of what they're doing with core training. So some of the key takeaways from this episode is, wow, just to protect your mind, your circle of friends and influence really matters. And empowering those that you come across daily and by adding value to them. So as we go about this week, take time to reflect on the things that you heard, apply them. You do this so you can actually become the best version of yourself. And like one of our mentors, John Maxwell, says, we can't become what we need if we remain where we are. Hey, y'all have a blessed week. This is your host, D. Wells, signing out. God bless.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Why Not You? Our goal is to add value to your life by providing you with tools and applicable information that you can utilize today to become the best version of yourself. Have faith. Believe in yourself. God does. If you believe in us like we believe in you, subscribe to our channel and go to our website for free content at thewhynotyou.com.